It's a gray, drizzly day in the Delaware Valley, but there's nothing gray about the spirits of Eagles fans who will pack Lincoln Financial Field in a few minutes. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick as the Eagles meet the Arizona Cardinals.
Lynch looks, floating, and it is caught. Touchdown. Inside the pylon, the Gray Burton. What a throw, and what a back shoulder catch.
The punt by Andy Lee. Kenyon Barner backs up, takes it at the 9. Moves to his left. Comes across the 10 at the 15, 20. Cuts back at the 30. He's at the 40. He's looking for room at the 50. Running to his right at the 30. The Cardinals have an angle, and he is finally brought down at the 15. Backs up, looks, fires, complete, and into the end zone goes Zach Ertz. Touchdown!
And the gun is Palmer. Palmer hit, and down he goes. There's the first sack of the game. Palmer loaded up, and then he was sacked by Brandon Graham for a loss of 7.
This defense they is are. Swarming. They are hungry to the football. Everybody wants to eat, hungry to the football, and they are getting the Cardinals off the field.
Makes the snap, he's back. Looking, stepping up, he is going deep, and it is caught at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Torrey Smith, the bomb. 59
nice
yards.
Shot.
He steps up, he is floating it deep, and it is caught by Aguilar at the 20, cuts back at the 10, at the 5, he is in for the touchdown. He falls backwards,
my
a 72-yard bomb to Aguilar.
34-7. They led 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, and they never looked back.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. This is the Instant Reaction Podcast, and as you heard, there were plenty of highlights for the Eagles in a dominating performance, a win over the Arizona Cardinals 34-7. The Eagles simply blowing out Arizona, scoring 21 points in the first quarter. Carson Wentz, touchdown passes on 3 consecutive throws. Wentz was 21 of 30, 304 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, a passer rating of 128.3. He was 11 of 12 on third downs for 225 yards and 3 touchdowns. We begin our Instant Reaction Podcast with the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, who spread it around in that first quarter. Touchdown passes to Trey Burton, Zach Ertz, and Torrey Smith.
I mean, you hope for something like that. I'm kind of the guy, and I know this offense is. We expect to come out off to a hot start. Quite imagine it going quite like that. Maybe not quite that much, but defense was rolling. We got the big punt return early, and we just had the momentum, and we just stayed on. Big part of why we've been successful up to this point is we're able to move the ball in there. We're able to move it on the ground, play action pass, naked, you name it. And I think that's what makes us tough to defend at times, and we just got to keep being sharp with that. I think that's, again, like kind of a sign of a good offense, and we got to keep doing that.
From the player's perspective, yeah, that first quarter was just about perfect. At least that's the way it looked. From tight end Trey Burton, who made a twisting catch in the end zone to get the Eagles on the board, capping a 10-play, 54-yard drive. Here's Trey Burton after the game. Trey, what was that first quarter like as a collective group offensively?
Everything happened so fast. We had really good big plays on special teams, really good plays on offense. The defense is obviously doing what they've been doing all year.
Your touchdown play, describe it. What you see when the ball's in the air and making the play. It's twisting, turning, and getting your feet in bounds.
Yeah, Carson checked to play he thought was going to work well against the defense and just threw it up and had faith, in me. And turn my head around, I see it come out and do everything I possibly can to catch it.
Is the mark of a good offense, a great offense, one that everybody contributes?
Yeah, that, ball security, third downs. There's a lot of things that go into a great offense. And right now we're rolling and we just got to keep going.
Third down success. Where's it coming from? How do you keep doing it? What's the key to keep it rolling that way?
We've put a ton of work into that, all off season. I think that was probably the biggest thing we worked on, third down, and it's paying off now. And so we just got to continue to make it third and short. I know we had a couple third and longs that we converted. Obviously, third and short would be the best scenario for us and just take advantage of all of our opportunities.
For Smith, starting the second quarter of this 2017 season on a good note was very important, and he did just that. Getting behind the defense, catching the 59-yard throw from Wentz, catch and run. Smith ended with 3 catches, 70 yards, a lot of media attention, and some good feelings after the game. Torrey, you said the other day that you wanted to start the second quarter of the season the right way. You did today. How do you feel?
Feel good. It felt good to kind of, have some positive momentum going and, go out there and make plays for our team and, just do my job.
this offense remarkable on third downs. All year it's been like that. Why?
I don't know. We work hard at it. Guys are executing. The offensive line is doing a great job. You know, we have to keep that up. You know, that's one of the secrets to winning, handling business on third down and taking care of the ball. And, you know, I think, you know, we've been doing pretty good the past few weeks.
Tell me about your touchdown play.
Just a post. You know, I saw where his leverage was, and I knew that, you know, Carson would be thinking to get it over there. So, you know, I knew I just had to be ready, had to be in position for it, regardless of, you know, how far it was, just beat him across his face and know that he's going
to
put it up.
You seemed to be very emotional after the score. What was going through your mind?
Just a prayer, you know, when you're frustrated and things kind of haven't been going your way. I just know, you know, where the root of my strength is. And so to have the opportunity to play the game again and, you know, to make a play, that's a big deal. I don't take it for granted.
Is the frustration now gone? Is it a thing of the past?
I mean, that's how I feel. You know, you have to feel that way. You know, I feel like I'm grown enough that I can talk about my struggles and understand that, you know, I can talk about my success as well. So for me, I think it's important to have that positive momentum. I'll go out and have another great week of practice and, you know, just continue to keep the ball rolling.
What kind of reaction did you get from fans on social media when you...
It was positive, very positive. I mean, you know, you have some negative things in there, that's with anything. But I definitely appreciated that, you know, just the response from people. And, I mean, they don't know me. I'm a new guy, you know. So for me to, you know, make a few of the plays that they expect me to make, you know, it's very easy to be like, oh, you know, get them on out of there. But, you know, the support was definitely overwhelming, and I understand how dedicated these fans are, and I appreciate that.
Your perspective of Carson, year two, his growth, his status in the locker room, the belief you all have in him?
Yeah, he's a man. He's a guy. Every time you step in that huddle, he's going to be cool, calm, and collected. And there's not a doubt that, you know, whatever we need to get done, that we feel like we know that we're going to get it done. That's the way we feel, and he's a huge part of that.
Great end zone celebrations with you guys. You rehearse all that stuff?
Alshon talked about it, you know, with the home run thing if someone broke. You know, honestly, I was praying so long that I didn't even realize we were going to do it. I look up and everyone's there, and he was like, Nelly's the pitcher, Nelly's the pitcher. And I was like, oh, here we go. You know, and it was pretty cool. I had to check that one out, see what it looks like.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. And how about Nelson Agholor? Another big game for him. A 72-yard touchdown pass, spectacular play, and a great celebration. A throw from Carson Wentz. And when you think about where Agholor has been from last year to this year, it is remarkable. Agholor had 4 catches, 93 yards, and the score. And he attributes his success, his turnaround, to 2 words.
Work hard, and just have fun with what you're doing. You know, we have a great football team. We got great people in this building, and I trust and respect everybody in this building. I just want to work hard every day and help the team win football games.
Nelson, what's your level of confidence?
Just work hard, have fun. Confidence comes with what you deposit each week. If you work hard and practice all week, you come out here and get to play really fast.
Tell me about the touchdown.
It was a great touchdown, great throw by Carson, and just had a little fun with it.
The growth of Carson in 2 years and the belief that everyone has in him, can you kind of describe from your perspective what you see in him?
I have a great connection with him, and one of the things I see that has nothing to do with his throwing ability is just, you know, you gravitate to a guy like that, and I always have, you know, since the first time he's been here. He's a quarterback that I feel like I have a lot of respect for and I'm very close with, and, you know, if he pitches the ball, I want to get under it. You know, that's just how I feel about it.
Brent Celek had just 1 catch for 5 yards, and he is very much a part-time player on this team. But it's important to note his perspective. We had a chance to talk after the game on Sunday about the third down success, about Carson Wentz, and about the 4-1 Eagles. Just how good is this football team? Here's Brent Celek. The success on third down with this team is pretty amazing. Today, Carson was 11 of 12, 225 yards, and 3 touchdowns on third down. What does that say to you?
We focus on third down, and these guys do a heck of a job executing. You know, I think that's really what it comes down to. Working on it, putting yourself in the position in practice, then, you know, just executing in the games. And I think everyone here has done a great job of that.
Been a bit of a quarterback carousel in your career here. As you look at Carson in year number 2, what do you see?
He's so calm. He's confident. He's, you know, I just think he's really grown as a player, as a leader. He's got a chance to be really special, to be honest.
Brent, how do you feel about this team at 4-1?
I feel good. I feel really good, but we just got to keep this thing going, because fall off 1 week and then that trickles down. So we just got to keep it going. Keep the momentum going and keep winning.
Key to getting back physically and mentally on Thursday night?
Just take care of ourselves and let's go. You know, hopefully everybody's pretty healthy and go out there and get a win.
I'm defensive end Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
He is being hit. They sacked him back at the 48. This time it is Brandon Graham.
Defensively, the Cardinals were no match for the Eagles. Arizona generated just 31 rushing yards. Carson Palmer had some numbers that were impressive later in the game, 291 yards passing. He was sacked twice. He threw an interception. For the most part, they were junk yards. The Eagles dominated this and at one point led in total yardage in the first quarter, 128-17. Interesting, as the Eagles set the tone early defensively. And to that end, I spoke with the guy who did it on the first defensive series, cornerback Jalen Mills. Jalen, the first series offensively for them, you made the tackle on first down on the run, broke up the pass for Fitzgerald on second down, pass breakup on third down. Do you feel like you set the tone?
We knew for sure coming into this game, you know, they was going to test the corners on tackling on the edge. You know what I mean? And, you know, we've seen on film running backs bouncing to the edge every time, and you've seen consistently, you know, whether it was Chris Johnson, when David Johnson was healthy, or even the other guy, instead of getting tackled down for one, you know, they were making it 6 or 7 yards, you know, on the starting drive. So for sure, you know, that was a big emphasis on the corner group. And then just on the other plays, the pass plays, you know, that was just, you know, great play recognition. You know, on one of those calls, Rodney called out a play, and then the other one, Malcolm called out a play. So, I mean, it was just great communication overall on all of those plays. But for sure, it's 3 and out is always good on the first drive.
If you blow away a team, does that signify something to you about this football team?
I think right now we're at a good spot at 4-1. But, I mean, we're not satisfied at all. You know what I mean? Everybody in this locker room is still hungry. We're taking one game at a time. And for sure, you know, if we keep this positive attitude and keep this hunger in the team, you know, right now the sky's the limit for us.
So what does it mean to take a team apart in week 5 of the season? Eagles defensive end Chris Long and I talked about just that. Chris, what did it mean to just jump all over them early?
It's big. I mean, you know, we've won some close games, and I think the next step in the progression is figuring out how to put teams down and then just finish them. And I think we did a good job of that today.
Your view of when you're watching this offense perform and the explosiveness that it displayed today?
Yeah, I mean, when you got a run game, tight ends that can catch the ball underneath, and then deep threats, you know, and an offensive line that protects and does a great job, it's really a recipe for success.
There's every team believes in itself, but then when you go out and do it as part of the progression that you talked about, what does that mean?
Well, every action you take on the football field as a team leads to better belief or less confidence. So, I mean, I just think it's about building confidence and doing it through action. And then, you know, the next time we're in a situation like this, we're like, okay, we've been here before. We have a lead. We know what to do with it.
What did you think of the defense today?
I thought we did a good job. I think we were close to doing a great job, but we did a good job, and that's an explosive offense potentially, and we did a nice job of keeping them down once they were down and keeping it that way.
What's the key to coming back on a short week?
I think the key is get off your feet. There's no other way around it, and it starts tonight. Get some rest and, you know, start watching film. It's like a Tuesday night or whatever right now.
Head coach Doug Peterson mighty pleased with an output of 419 total net yards, a third down conversion rate of 9 of 14. The Eagles doing it from start to finish. Here are some of the things that Peterson said after the game.
I know this about our football team, and it's been this way now for a year and a half, is doesn't matter what happens with injury on our roster. The next guy, coaches do an outstanding job of getting that next guy ready and prepared to play. You know, obviously coming into this season, to kind of follow up on the question, I think in the back of my mind, you hope and you want to be a good football team. Everybody aspires to be good football teams. But the way we're doing it with the amount of backup players in these first 5 weeks is a testament to the coaching staff and the players in that dressing room and the resiliency that they have to never quit and to never finish. I think sky's the limit. You know, sky's the limit. And, you know, the key is just staying grounded and staying focused on our job and focused on the next game. And, I mean, as you know, these wins, these losses, whatever, are short-lived in this business, and you got to get yourself ready to go within 24 hours.
There's not much time to celebrate for this one. The Eagles on the road on Thursday against Carolina. LeGarrette Blount, Eagles running back, 14 carries, 74 yards, a long of 37, said the key is to get right on it. Thursday's coming quickly.
You got to pay attention to, you know, obviously you only have a few days to prepare, so we got to get to looking at film, you know, ASAP, probably start tonight. We got to get looking at film ASAP. We got to make sure that we can gather all the information that we can gather about them with such short time.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you aren't already. Please pass the word and continue to take a listen to our Eagles Live Podcast. We'll have another one for you prior to the Eagles game in Carolina on Thursday. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly. The Eagles 4-1 and soaring in first place in the NFC East.
EAGLES, Eagles!